KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
If your doctor tells you your physical has turned up an arrhythmia, a rhythm disorder in your heart, that might cause it to skip a beat right then and there. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero explains the biggest concern is, like a realtor says, location, location, location.
And arrhythmias are geographically specific. So it depends on where we are in the heart. In a normal heart, in a young, otherwise healthy patient, there are abnormal arrhythmias that can occur, most common of which is called supraventricular tachycardia. These are abnormal circuits based on the electrical anatomy. They are not life-threatening. They can be life-annoying, and they usually occur in the top or middle part of the heart.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Well, on February 24th, way before the Louisiana turkey season starts, which is April 6th, all or some of Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents Sergeant Jesse Davis, Corporal Cole Cupid, Sergeant Eric Little and Sergeant Josh DiBenedetto received the tip, just like the ones that initiate so many of our bad boy stories, about Ryan Lucas and Keith Dozat trespassing and hunting turkeys during closed season on private property near Sykes in Wynn Parish. When they arrived, the agents saw the two men actively hunting for turkey while trespassing. As they say in sports, upon further review, the agents obtained evidence that Lucas illegally killed three turkeys on March 4th, 5th, and 11th in 2023 when the season didn't open until April 1st in Wynn and Rapides parishes. He also killed another turkey out of season on March 16th in 2022 in Rapides Parish when the season then opened on April 2nd. I guess that's what you call an alleged repeat offender. One of the three turkeys that Lucas killed out of season in 2023 was from the same private property he was caught trespassing in Wynn Parish last month. I guess you could say Mr. Lucas's turkey hunting philosophy might be hunt often and hunt early, because the best hunting is before everyone else gets out there. Well, it might be a good theory, but not in reality. You see, for the taking of the turkeys out of season, over the season limit of two tag gobblers, and criminal trespassing, looking at fines of $1,950 and 120 days in jail, plus another whopping $6,157 in civil restitution to replace the turkey values, is 38-year-old Ryan Lucas of Marksville, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors.